This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions killed at least 48 people, wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban denied involvement in Wednesday's blast. The attack comes at a time when the government is facing heavy pressure from the Taliban on multiple fronts. The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia, and Singapore. It says we're violating the trade embargo with North Korea, Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea that netted the companies more than $1 billion a year. The sanctions freeze any assets that may have been in the U.S. and blocks Americans from doing business with them. Italian authorities raised the death toll Wednesday to at least 39 after two more bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the fallen section of Genoa's Morandi Bridge. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Italian authorities still hope to find survivors in the rubble of the collapsed bridge.
A senior Italian policeman says rescue workers still hope to find survivors in the rubble of the collapsed bridge. The workers are basing their hopes on the number of cars estimated on the bridge at the time of the collapse. Rescuers are searching for a second day through tons of broken concrete and twisted steel for any more survivors and bodies after the collapse of the highway bridge in Genoa.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that federal prosecutors have wrapped up their closing argument against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
Prosecutors are asking a federal jury outside of Washington to convict the former Trump campaign chief on all 18 counts, saying their case boils down to greed, deception, and Manafort's lies. He's accused of hiding from the IRS millions of dollars made from advising Ukrainian politicians and then lying to banks to get loans once the income dried up. Manafort's lawyers blame his top deputy, saying Rick Gates was behind any crimes. While he testified for the prosecution, it says the star witness is actually the documents laying out what Manafort did. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkey on Wednesday announced tariff hikes on a range of U.S. goods in the latest back-and-forth move amid a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The extra tariffs apply to imports of vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the U.S. of waging a targeted economic war on his country. And on Tuesday, he proposed a boycott of U.S. electronic goods. British counterterrorism police say that they believe they know the identity of the man they arrested Tuesday after he crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists outside the Houses of Parliament in London. Authorities have not publicly identified the man, saying only he is a 29-year-old British national who is originally from Sudan. He's being held on suspicion of preparation of a terrorist act, as well as attempted murder. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says greater security is actually being planned for Westminster.
We're not going to give in. We're not going to just change our lifestyle. But it is important that we take reasonable measures, as I think we have been doing over the last several months, to try to make sure that the most iconic sites, including those in central London, are well protected, and should something happen there, that the police are able to respond very quickly with armed officers, which is exactly what you saw yesterday.
Police said Wednesday the priority for investigators remains figuring out the motivation behind the incident that injured three people. Two of those hurt were taken to the hospital for treatment, but both have since been released. And U.S. President Donald Trump has revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, accusing Brennan of using his access to classified information in order to sow division and chaos about the Trump administration. Mr. Trump announced the decision in a statement from him read by White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders at her daily briefing. Mr. Trump said he was also reviewing the security clearances of several other former ranking government officials. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.